Yes, Binghamton. We have Taj Weeks on the line. Are you there, Taj?
Yeah.
That operator was not knowing what she was talking about. Eh? So we're listening to Jagged Edge right now, and I guess this was the first music I got from you. But you want to let the listeners know, Taj, where you come from and who you are and what you're about and your group, Adowa.
Yeah, well, the name of the group is Taj Weeks and Adowa, and we're from all over the Caribbean. We have some Jamaicans, some St. Lucians, Dominicans, Trinidadians, you know, everybody else, you know, everybody from the Caribbean put together to make this group.
Can you speak a little louder, Taj? Because I'm looking at my levels here. And
can you hear me any better now?
Much better now.
All right.
That sounds much better. So, now you just said the group was basically from all over the Caribbean.
Yeah, the entire Caribbean's covered. Well, you know, almost all of the Caribbean is covered.
Well, we love that. We love that. Because that's like a reflection of the diaspora. And I always talk about it and about groups that come from the different islands and what they bring to a group playing reggae music are the different influences from each one of these islands. And I think that is very interesting, and I think it's really good. And it seems like it happens more in England because it's a smaller place, but it does happen here also, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about it, like you just said, is when you get the guy coming out of, because everybody who comes to play with this group bring their own influences,
mm-hmm.
you know, their past musical experiences and everything into the group. So you get, to me, a more a world kind of music.
Yes, my brother.
You got a brother coming from Trinidad who probably listened to a little calypso, you know, guy coming from Dominica with a little zouk and you know, that kind of vibe coming in.
Right. So and all of those vibes mixing into the blend, man, it's like a jambalaya stew, almost you know.
Definitely. You know, it definitely makes, to me, for stronger music.
Okay, you know? Okay. I feel that way so much, man. So much I feel that way. So you are from St. Lucia.
Yeah. I was born in St. Lucia to Ethiopian grandparents.
Ethiopian grandparents. Now, they were from what part of Ethiopia?
Well, I think they were from, actually, Addis Ababa.
Okay. Yeah. The capital.
But they migrated to Barbados.
Oh, originally Barbados?
Yeah. And my father moved from Barbados to St. Lucia. So and I was born in St. Lucia.
And I just have a meditation just came to me. You just went to see, your mother just passed?
Yeah, my mother passed last Tuesday.
Well, my condolences to you for that, man.
Thanks,
you know.
Man, thanks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and,
you know,
and
the thing about my mother's passing is she happened to pass on my father's birthday.
Oh, my.
You know?
Oh,
and,
man.
Well, you know, she was up trying to do everything for him. She was trying to bake and, you know?
Yeah.
And cook and do everything. Kind of tried to surprise him, but the heart wouldn't let her, you know?
Yes, man. You know, yes. So, heart attack, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, as much as it is a sad occasion, she had a good run.
Okay.
Yeah, she had a good run. She was 84.
Oh, God bless her soul, man.
She had a good run.
So she's resting in peace, man.
Yeah.
She's 84. Oh, yeah. Taj, man. Wow, respect.
But you know, I need to tell you this. The night before my mother passed, I was watching some news channel about the hurricane, and a complete song came to me.
Wow.
An absolute and complete song, which we're recording right now for the hurricane victims.
Wow.
Which will be out at the end of October. And the song, the entire song came within 2 minutes. I just started writing and wrote the entire tune. So the following day I found out, so I figured that was a gift to me. So I could put it out so the people can get something out of it.
Right. Definitely, man, definitely. And everything, there's a reason for everything that happens, man. You know, we look at it, we try to figure out why did this happen, why did that happen, you know, but they happen for reasons, man.
Well, you know what I say, if you believe in a greater power than the power of yourself, you know, and you thank him for what you consider the goodness, then these things happen because, you know, as you come, so you must leave.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I try to live off the vibration of my mother's life, not of my mother's death.
Ah.
You know, I'm celebrating her life and not the moment when she passed over to a different plane.
All of the good things that you enjoyed from your mother's life. Yes, man. Yes, man.
That's the vibration I try to live off of, you know.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have 9 and I make 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you made the 10th?
Yeah, I made the 10th. A little again, I didn't make it, you know, but somehow I pulled through.
Indeed. Listen, your influences in the music, how did you get involved in reggae music? Being that St. Lucia is an island, well, you say Barbados, even Barbados basically is calypso, you know, the soca music. And so, and, you know, we know that people heard the reggae, but what was your early influences?
Well, you know, in the Caribbean on the whole, reggae, the radio stations are not formatted.
Ah, okay.
So we don't listen to, you know, you don't have to switch stations to it. So you would be listening to Brooke Benton or Jim Reeves, and then they were dropping a lot, Kitchener House, Mighty Sparrow, straight into, you know, Neil Diamond. So influences was everything altogether.
Ah.
But, you know, I remember when we just started getting reggae coming in, it was at the very same time that the Rastafarian movement was hitting the rest of the Caribbean. You know,
uh-huh.
And the parents really didn't want to see the children because it was almost a class thing.
Yeah,
you know? And somehow I was always in love with the underdogs, you know. And then MPLA on the album, my brother MPLA.
Right, that's your brother's name.
But yeah.
Right.
He was the first guy in my family to grow his dread.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't sit well with my parents. But, you know, these brothers had so much love in them in the 70s. Because there was a brother who used to ride a horse called Mosiah Kana, who used to come in the ghetto and preach, you know. You know,
and
on
that's
his horse with his staff.
The early influences from him, from listening, man.
Yeah, and with them guys coming in and the music hitting at the same time, it's like the entire generation just moved in the direction of reggae music, you know. It was a different story to what we had been told, and it seemed more to fit with our life.
And wine. You had enough of wine, and you want to listen to some real. And you have to slow it down to really concentrate on them words, man.
It was being said, you know. So we just all kind of drifted towards that.
Yeah, man.
And then my brother started a little group with us, you know, because what we used to do as children is we would line up in my mother's little living room, and we would all sing a song before we went to sleep at night to my parents.
Oh,
and at the end of the night, my father would get up and he would sing Our Father, you know, in almost a Nat King Cole style.
That
is how we started singing.
Wow.
But when Rastafari came into the picture, and, you know, MPLA grew his dread, and then my other brother followed suit, and the reggae music started hitting the Caribbean, you know, like I said, to me, it was the only way to go, you know. And
yes,
that's
sir.
How I got
yes, sir.
Into the music and stayed with it.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this: as far as touring, have you and the group been touring anywhere lately?
Well, we just did a charity event up in Sydney, Long Island.
Okay.
For the homeless, bring a can of food and whatever. But we're starting a national tour in November. We'll be hitting the East Coast down to the West Coast. And in February, we're going to be in Europe.
Going to Europe in February?
I think we're doing 2 or 3 months in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to England, I got to hook you up. And if you go to Amsterdam, I got to hook you up with some friends that I know over there. So, you know.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the song Cold was number one in the Netherlands.
Really?
For a couple of weeks.
So there's a person called Esther Selector. She's pretty big over there with the Gorgon Massive is a sound system over there that she plays music for, and she has a lot of connections over in Amsterdam. So, you know, we'll give you, you know, the address and everything and all of that when you do make the move over there.
Man, definitely.
you know. And then there's some clubs in New York State, and I'm sure you got some agent and stuff, but there's some clubs, and I have some connections. I can give you a list of some places that you can check out. And, yeah, man, because the independent artists, Taj, I think it's important that they, you know, well, you know, you pay your dues because you don't have the promotion that you know, the majors do.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Don't have the $1 million budget.
Yeah, serious thing. So it's like each one that can help one. You know, I think that's what it's about, man. And I know the works you're doing are very positive. The message is positive, and you know, people should be exposed to groups such as yourself. And thank God that I'm here and able to play the music on this show, man. You know, and it's like I tell people in this town that. They have a privilege because, you know, like, you know, you live in a big city like New York City, you know what they play there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like tough, you gotta, it's, you know, payola still happens. I tell people, you know, you think payola went out when Alan Freed, you know, when they castigated Alan Freed and Dick Clark and all those guys, payola still exists.
Yeah, because, you know, it was funny that we were approached a couple of times, well. You know?
Yeah, man.
If you put out the dollars, then you can get this or you can get that. But, you know, you figure there are enough people like you out there, so we don't have to be dealing with that.
Hey, it's important that we're here, and I think it's a privilege for me to be able to come here and play the music. And even though I bring the library at this station is huge, man. But I have my own collection from just years and years and years of collecting, and it's like. Why hoard up stuff without letting the people hear it? It's important that they hear it, to let people know about this music. And, you know, when people call up and say, let's hear Bob Marley, I say, well, Bob is gone. You know, there's a myriad of artists that's still doing the works.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it, you know, is that the way they pushed reggae before
mm-hmm.
was like one guy was it. You know?
Well,
and
that's
not to take, you know, I mean, Bob is the greatest. We know that.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, they have a whole heap of artists that people don't know about.
Well,
you know,
that's it.
The powers that be never put it out so them people could know. Well, you know, there's a brother called Muta Baruka, or there's a brother called, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And, you know, they have a whole heap of reggae, you know, African reggae, Alpha Blondie and Lucky Doobie and all these brothers. They're doing their thing. And people need to be aware, you know, of what's happening.
Well, we're going to make them aware, my brother. And you know what? I'm looking for the latest album. I got this Crash thing here. Like, you know, I rushed here because I went to see, last night I went to see in Utica, New York, I went to see Dave Hilliard and the Rocks, the Slackers, which is a ska band, Rocksteady, you know, it was really good. So when I got back home, My stuff is in disarray, so I said, oh, yeah, I see Crash. Okay. So I got it somewhere. I just got to look for it because that's the latest thing that you're doing, and that's what I want people to hear. But I'm going to, when we leave, I'm going to put on the first cut on this, until I find the other CD, I'm going to put Crash, actually the title cut. I'm going to play that.
You have the old EP.
Yeah, that's the old EP,
yeah,
man.
You don't have the Hope and Doubt.
Oh, huh?
You don't have Hope and Doubt.
Yeah, I got that. I got to look for it in my collection here.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to look for. But I'm looking at this time now, and I'm saying we're going to move. This is if we got about 15 minutes. We did a good. This is a good little interview. And oh, before we go, you have to live. You have to give the listeners how they can get in touch with getting your music.
Okay.
Give them the website and everything.
All right, the website is tajandawa.com. It's tajandawa.com.
Mm-hmm.
The CD is available at cdbabyamazon.com, Tower Records, you know, iTunes, everything that's online, we're on that.
Okay.
If you just go online, you will find us.
And that's T-A-J, because, you know, I just put Taj Weeks into Google, and your site came up, you know what I mean? It's like
that
simple.
Actually, yeah,
that's
yeah.
simple, man.
Yeah.
Just put your, it's Taj Weeks, W-E-E-K-E-S, folks. So, you know, and you'll be pleasantly surprised that there's other groups coming other than Jamaica and St. Croix and all of these islands that's happening now with reggae music, you know, like little St. Lucia, you know. So I want to say, I give thanks. And another thing is, how's your son?
He's all right.
Oh, good. We won't even go into that. We'll say that I appreciate, love the call. And Jagada respect, and I thank you again for being one of the brothers that's doing it with this, carrying this message of reggae music, brother?
Well, you know, on behalf of me and all the guys in the van, and I just want 1 minute to say their names, because without these brothers,
okay,
it couldn't be a Tajik Senadawa.
All right.
All right, it's Bonnie Cunningham on keyboards, Raj Desiree on bass, Shelton Gunn on guitar, Adonai Exiri on guitar, Delroy Golding on percussion, Vary on backup, and Conrad on drums. So we need to say thank you to these brothers. I need to say thank you to them, you know, a million times over. Because like I said, without them, we wouldn't be here. So, you know, thank Jah for them, thank Jah for you, and for everybody else who listened and pushed this music forward.
Well, I want to say one love to you, Taj, and we will be in communication very soon.
Jah Guide.
Respect.